Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Mastermind 2012. Looks like we got one caller that just called in, and our guest tonight is with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here, and again, we want to welcome all our callers and listeners, and we're looking forward to another great night with Astral Mind 2012. What's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, Roy, I'd like to talk a little bit about what's been going on with the spirit world and the supernatural. I know a lot of people have been having a lot more experiences now that we're in 2013. Do you care to share some of the experiences that you are reading on that website that you have?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think a lot of it, now that we're in 2013, it's, you know, we keep hearing that the veil is a lot thinner now, and I think a lot of these spirits are starting to come through, you know, especially in people's dreams. I think the dream state is becoming a lot more vivid. There's a lot of reports of people having real vivid dreams. And I think some of these entities are starting to come through and present themselves. I was reading an article on Godlike Productions about a person who saw a shadow person in their dream. And this is going to be interesting. My wife just had a dream just the other night about a shadow person. And these shadow people are really not there to be friends with anybody. So best thing to do is presence, you know, light of Jesus Christ, and I always make sure and, you know, call upon his name and you know, and banish him with light. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Roy, because if you think of darkness as the absence of light, then we've all, you know, we're all coming into that ascension time, which is why we're having a lot of more dreams of the dark side. And I think, like with Dolores Cannon, what she was saying about these dark entities coming in, it's like they're going through their own ascension. And she the way she described it, it's like a dog shaking off fleas. And that's how we're all going through our different kinds of ascension. And I kind of was kind of getting that since 2013, my dreams have been more vivid. And I've been seeing things of the future a lot more, it seems like, and things that we've noticed that things have manifested quicker since 2013. So it's like we have to be careful with our thoughts and keep our vibration at a higher peak since we are getting into the time of ascension.
So would you say that we're being more connected? You know, is this, you know, more connected to source now because of this higher vibration agent?
I do, and I think that with this problem that Obama's been running into too, you know, as president, I think this is also part of the ascension, which is why Congress is thinking about impeaching him. And I think this is all part of the plan of ascension. You know, it's the illusion where a lot of people think it's going to head down a really bad road, but it's actually going to be heading down a really good road, according to Dolores Cannon. And it's going to head down to a really positive outcome because we're going into the new world where things won't be as negative, which is why what they meant by the new world is that this world will be the new world. And this is why if we do get Ron Paul in there and we impeach Obama, then we can start changing the money system. That's my thought on it.
So do you feel that there is hope, you know, for our economy that we can get past these, you know, the money problems that we're having and the energy problems and all the other problems?
I do, because I feel that, you know, if our vibration is shifting to a higher level, then that means a lot of the dark can exist in a higher vibration. So I think that in order to do that, there have to be massive changes in the presidency, because there's choices that haven't been made, which is better for our highest good. That's what I think.
So would you say that the consciousness, you know, of the, you know, of a lot of people have ascended also, you know, at a higher vibration now, along with the world? I mean, we're even starting to see a lot of earth changes. Would you say that that's beginning to ascend also?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And just because we can't see the dimensions don't mean it's not there. And like Doris Cannon says, they're all vibrating at different frequencies, you know.
And that's so interesting. And, you know, how this is going to play out as we go further into 2013. You know, 2012 was a interesting year. And the main thing is we're all going for the same ride. So all we can do is, you know, think positive, you know, send a lot of, you know, good energy with unconditional love, and to be more in gratitude. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's like she was saying about sending out unconditional love for those who need healing in the time of trials and tribulations, which we go through every day. It looks like we do have two callers. I don't know if you want to start with a reading.
Let's go ahead and get started. We'll get as many callers as we can tonight.
Okay, let's go to the 858 area. You're on the air with Roy and Adrian. Hello.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking the phone call. Hi.
And what's your name, please, and where are you from?
I'm from California. My name is Shauna.
Did you say that again? You sort of broke up a little.
My name is Shauna. I am from California.
Oh, and we welcome you to our show tonight. And my name is Roy, and you'll be talking to Roy and Ethan. And how can we help you tonight?
We can ask any questions, and you can look on the Tara, right? Tara?
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested in now in my friend, in the gentleman. Do you see that things will develop between us, or it will stay the same?
And what's your friend's name, first name?
Bob.
Bob.
Yeah, Bob. B-O-B.
And how long have you known this person?
On and off, quite a while, but it was on and off. It was not consistent.
Adrian, what are you getting?
Well, have you known this person for back in 2012?
Yes.
And how was the relationship? How was it back then?
Well, it was on and off for some reasons. I cannot tell you on the radio, but it was, I've known him.
And how have you noticed any changes since 2013?
Yes.
Any mood changes?
I noticed some changes this year.
Okay, so I'm kind of getting that he has awakened more since 2012 into 13, which is why I was telling Roy that there's a lot of changes coming. And he's catching up with your energy, and your vibration is rising, but he's catching up with you. And my guys are telling you to be patient with him as he catches up. It's just going to take some time for him to get his vibration where it's supposed to be. And this is all part of the process of ascension. It's not the fact that we're all going to just disappear one day, that we're going to wake up and disappear. It's about raising our vibration and sending out unconditional love for each other and to come together as light workers. Because the way we're going to appear into the new world is we're going to appear as spiritual white beings of light, not in our physical bodies, but in the spiritual of light. So that's kind of what I'm getting from him. He's kind of catching up with you, but it's taken some time for your love to grow with him.
Let me understand. So do you see that there will be development, romantic development? Because I really want it more than we have now.
Yeah, and that's why I say he's catching up, and then it's going to turn more romantic for this year. That's because things are shifting, but his vibration is vibrating differently than yours in a different time. So he's catching up with you. So just be patient with him.
How long time it may take to develop things with him?
I'm seeing it's going to take about a month or two, and then you guys are going to connect.
We connected this year again. We connected, we are seeing each other, but I was wondering if it will be more than that.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. It's going to be more than that.
In about 1 or 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
So do you see like it will be more like commitment, or it will be just a relationship, or how
it's going to be a relationship.
But it will be more like stable relationship or on and off? Or
it'll be stable.
So the stable?
Mm-hmm.
So you think that he really wants to be with me?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Because everything is happening in the now, so the feeling I get with your both of your love and your vibration are connecting, and they're growing together more strong.
May I ask you, are you using tarot or you are using your intuition?
We're using the tarot.
You're using tarot, right? Tarot.
Mm-hmm.
And what cards did you pull for me?
The card I pulled was the Two of Cups.
It's what?
The Two of Cups.
Two of Cups? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And what does mean that Two of Cups?
That means cooperation, romance, communication. That means you guys are going to you're going to connect.
And it's
only
like...
do you feel like there's a lot of chemistry between you two?
Yes, it is. Mhm.
I feel like it's gonna work then.
Huh?
I said it's gonna work then. If there's chemistry between the both of you, it's gonna work.
Well, it didn't work before, even if we had chemistry. So
I need to interrupt for just a minute. My guides are telling me that whatever didn't work for both of you in the past, you need to let that go. because if not, then you'll continue, you know, that in the present and on into the future.
No, I let that go a long time ago. I am okay.
But I mean, I'm still seeing some doubt.
Somewhat?
You still doubt.
I doubt because he's not 100% divorced. That's the issue.
Yeah, and as long as you have doubt, that slows everything down. You have to see, you know, yourself in this relationship along with him, you know, in order to move forward, you know, with this relationship.
I want to do this. I really want, but if he's not 100% divorced, that's the only doubt for me, and I'm not sure how to deal with this situation. I really want
to
be.
So is he still in another relationship?
Not really, but the divorce is not legal yet.
It's not final?
No.
Because I'm seeing a broken marriage that he's going through.
Yeah, it is broken marriage, but the divorce is not final, and I don't know if he will finalize it or not.
I think he's having money problems.
Yeah.
That's why he's not finalizing it.
What? Excuse me, what did you say?
He's having financial problems.
That's preventing him from finalizing it.
Do you think he will finalize or it will stay like this for a long time?
I think he wants to, but he just doesn't have the money right now.
But do you think that he will not go back to this woman?
I don't feel that, no. She don't treat him very good.
No, she didn't.
Actually, he's going to overcome this. It's been like a, you know, he has a lot of hidden strength, so he's going to be able to overcome whatever, you know, he's going through right now.
Yeah.
Same thing is my guides are saying that you're going to have, if you want this relationship to, you know, to continue or to survive, that you have to have patience with him.
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of patience and trying to help him to deal with this. Believe me, I am 100% his friend, and I'm trying to be with him and make him happy. But I still,
yeah.
I don't know if there will be any future for us, more than we have now.
And we are, you know, like Adrian mentioned, you know, we do see that, you know, this can happen, you know, that he will get past whatever he's going through with this, you know, marriage, and he'll be able to overcome whatever difficulties that he's going through right now.
But he wants to be with me, right? That's what you see?
Yeah.
Okay. The most
My
important.
Guides are saying that, yeah. He does want to be with them.
Okay. That's great. I also want to be with him.
Okay. The main thing is everything comes in divine timing. And, you know, sometimes we want to rush things, but we have to be patient and wait till that time comes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thanks to both of you. Thank you.
We want to thank you for...
thank you
for calling us tonight and joining us, and we invite you back. And, Adrian, who's our next caller?
Let's go to the 817 area. You're on the air.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for accepting my call. My name is Felix. Good evening.
Felix, and where are you from?
I'm located and live in Arlington, Texas.
Oh, wonderful. Again, we want to welcome you to our show tonight. My name is Roy, and we'll be talking to Roy and Adrian. How can we help you tonight?
I have a question in regard to, I'm actually looking for a job. I'm an employee since last year in April. I'm attending school, completing my bachelor program in global management. and kind of little what can you see in terms of a job related this year? Am I going to be able to work on a corporation soon or internship? I need to start somewhere, and I'm actually looking for an opportunity out there to open the door for me.
You know, as you were talking to me, the first thing that came to me was your schooling. And Nathan, what are you getting from that?
So you wanted to know if this training would be good for you in your schooling?
Well, I'm doing great in school. I'm just looking, starting in the job market, in the management, somewhere, and that lead me to there, or something, some kind of a job that come along in this year. So I'm kind of a little very impatient in terms of heading to the right direction. I need some guidance.
You know, Felix, the first thing that came to me when you mentioned schooling, I was getting that you are in the right field, number one, but your focus should be more in being a trainer or some kind of instructor in what you're doing. Have you ventured into that yet?
No, I haven't. I have the passion to like a leading organization, like see myself as a manager position in an organization, a large organization. My background is, you know, I have 8 years in the financial services, and I came along 2 to 3 years in the management field. So that's one of the reasons I took out the bachelor program in global management, so I could see myself in that area. Leading organization, leading a group of smaller people, but I don't see myself on a job, sitting on a job soon this year. So even though I'm going to be graduating next year, I'm looking forward to have an opportunity or any organization that open up a door for me.
Now, have you been making any contacts at all? I mean, sending out your resume, making contacts?
I have been, you know, networking with professional people, but it's been, seems to me that it's kind of very slow. I'm not really good interview face to face, so I'm stuck with that process there, and that really overwhelmed me.
Do you know of a blonde-eyed or blue-eyed man?
No.
Because if you haven't met this person, this is somebody that's going to help you to go into the right job. You know, a lot of it anymore is not what you know, but who do you know?
Correct.
And I'm sure you're starting to see this more and more as you're entering into the job market. And so what I'm getting is my guides are telling me that your guides are going to be sending you in that direction, and you're going to meet this person, and this person's a very successful person in business and has a very very intelligent person that's going to help you in that direction.
Do you see a prediction on when I'm going to be able to meet that person? And where?
I'm getting within the next 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah, I'm getting towards the summertime.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah, it'll be probably the last part of spring or even early summer.
Probably about 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, 3 or 4 months.
Is it going to be here in Texas and where I live here in the area, or should it be in another state? Because I've seen myself.
I feel like it's going to be in another state.
For some reason, I just my guides were telling me I was going to be in California.
California.
Yeah. Now, would your line of business do better in another state or where you're at now?
I have the sensitive that, like a negative sensitivity, that I'm not pursuing what I want or setting up goals here in the state. I see myself somewhere around in New York or somewhere around another state that I could be able to be successful, but I feel like a negative energy in this state that I don't feel very grateful for. I don't know if it is because of the state itself that I don't see myself successful, or because I'm from New York. I actually have 5 years here in Texas, so I see myself going back hometown New York and see myself more better in a better situation. So in terms of jobs and schooling, I don't.
And where is the best schooling for what you're studying for?
I'm actually attending the University of Phoenix and campus, and but I don't see myself in a good job here, in a good position here in this state, Texas. And like I said, I feel like seeing myself growing in another state. I don't know where.
What got you to go to that state if you were from New York?
Say again?
How did you end up in Texas if you were in New York?
I have my wife who family lives here in Texas, and I had to leave my career out there and pursue a different career here. But
you've called into our show before, haven't you?
No.
I remember the same story.
Same story?
Yeah. That you had moved into Texas and that you had come from New York. And the reason I'm connecting with that is that you haven't made the steps to get back there yet.
Okay.
And why? What's been preventing you?
Financial, also, and connection going back home, also too. So it's a combination.
Do you have
both.
Family in New York?
Yes.
And they didn't want you to go to Texas, did they?
Correct.
Okay. So what my guides are telling me that you, if you want to pursue this, then you have to get past whatever is holding you back. And a lot of it has to do with your, you know, with your family life that you're living there, and you're going to have to make that decision. You know, what's more important?
Okay. So you think
this is something that's going to not only be of value to you, but it'll be of value to your family, you know, your own personal family.
Okay.
And this is something that you need to work out with your spouse. Is she willing to stand with you, you know, with this, or is she against it?
That's one thing. What do you see myself in that situation? I don't think so. But what do you?
Because I remember from the last conversation that it looked like you were going to have to leave on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever come to that finalization?
Yes. I think I would, because I feel like I'm losing my time here.
Yeah. And when this is, you know, something that you have to cut whatever contract that you made with her. See, one of the reasons, too, is what holds us back is that we go into what they call a soul contract. You know, when we come into this life and you made that contract with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to be successful at what you want to do, then you have to cut that contract that you have with them.
If I cut that contract, you think it will be worse or better?
The main thing is, if you're doing it, you know, in the highest good, then it'll be for the better.
Okay. Because the reason why I'm asking sometimes, our partner turn to stab her back if we actually do, you know, what is right for both, like mm-hmm. Some type of revenge or stuff like that. Am I going to be in the same situation?
I feel it's going to be an improvement for you. What are you getting at, Jim?
I just wanted to mention that you might want to get a candle for protection.
Protection, okay.
Against your wife. I think we mentioned that before. Get a pink candle for love, or get a black candle to banish any negative energy.
Okay.
That might be holding you back, and just let it go.
Pink or black?
Yeah, either pink or black. You know, like if you want to send your wife love, get a pink candle. If you want to banish her from your life, get a black one. It just depends on what you want to do. If you want to still stay in connection with your wife,
I'd be honest with you, I would rather to go with a black one to the banishment, because I don't see myself in a very good relationship. So I think I have missed my fifth separation, and I've been improved after we both leave. So
okay. So all you need to do is get a black candle and put a bowl of water next to it.
Okay.
And the water represents your emotion for your wife, and cut those cords, because that's what's connected you and your wife. And you don't want any ties with her in your next life either.
Okay.
Especially in this time of ascension, you want to raise your vibration, and the only way to do that is get away from your wife, because she's...
Mm-hmm.
She's lowering her vibration.
Yeah.
That's why you can't get nothing accomplished.
That's right. Is she a negative person or a bad person? Because I feel that sometimes. We don't play.
She's not a bad person. She's just not at your level. Your vibration is rising and hers is not. Eventually... like I was telling my dad, Dolores Cannon was saying that we're all going to ascend. It's just going to take time for some people.
Okay.
Only daughter in her family?
No, she's four, and she's very kind of denominated. And impulsive sometimes, but the factor is that we have a daughter together.
Oh, okay.
Do you feel that's anything that's holding you back?
Yeah.
I do feel a lot of hesitation from you, like you've been hesitating.
I do.
Well, the main thing is you have to look at things in a way, you know, how is it going to affect not just, you know, you and your wife, but how it's going to affect your daughter also. The main thing is you both have to come to that understanding that it's not good for her to, you know, be experiencing that when you can, you know, separation, you know, or even divorce, you know, it's something that's, you know, pretty common. So, you know, main thing is making sure that your daughter, you know, knowing that she's going to feel that love from both of you, no matter what your decision is.
Correct.
And I just wanted to, you know, share that with you. And main thing is, you know, you've been working hard, you know, with your schooling. you know, follow your intuition and, you know, and let that guide you. I mean, we are in a time right now, 2013, where we can manifest those things that we desire, and things are coming at a more rapid rate now because, you know, the veil is thinner and things are coming a lot quicker.
And I just wanted to mention, if it makes you feel better, I feel that with 2013, you are searching for growth. And
yes.
Mm-hmm. For your growth, you feel like you want change, and your wife really don't. So that's
right.
Kind of why I'm saying she's kind of in back of you, and you're kind of in front. So,
you're absolutely right, because I have my two other children. They are teenager. My daughter, my family, my mother, my father, they all depend on me, and I think I will be able to do a lot of and tremendous great in at work and finding work, and also, you know, completing my bachelor program in business. So I'm doing it basically not only for me, but also for them, because they depend on me. Every decision that I do, they depend on me. So I really wanted to grow tremendously, because I wanted to provide everything that I can that I had never had provided for such a long time.
So you're kind of like the rescuer then. I'm kind of getting that you're the rescuer. You're there to rescue them, but at the same time, they depend on you.
Yes.
Which is really hard for you.
Right.
And then that makes you become the victim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the only way to get out of that archetype is you have to accept it and then let it go. Like Roy said, just accept it and let it go.
Okay.
And not let that become your burden.
Okay. Okay.
Because your contract, your soul contract could be different from your wife's for your ascension. So if it's your time for you to ascend, then you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Don't let nothing hold you back.
Okay.
Were we able to help you, you know, with the information that we gave you?
Yes. It really helped me a lot to refresh a lot of memory and a lot of information that I need to think about more carefully. Especially with the candle, the definitely I will have to do this tomorrow, because, you know, I have to do a decision. I have to make a decision.
Right.
I want to thank you both for accepting
my call. You're welcome. And again, we want to thank you for joining us again, and we wish you the best, you know, in your...
And I just wanted to mention, too, to make you feel better, to give you comfort, that there is no right or wrong decisions that you make. So whatever you choose is for your highest good.
Okay. Well, thank you for that thought.
So I just
thank you.
Want to leave that with you.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for that thought. Have a good night, everyone.
You have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You.